Hello and welcome to Word Equals Faith. This is your host, Jose Reynaldo Torres.
Welcome, folks, welcome. I appreciate you listening and giving your time. Today's message is titled, Why Read the Manual? And folks, I have my hand up on this one. I've purchased some items which I had to build. I've built these bookcases, computer tables, closets, and so many others. The first thing I used to take out of and toss to the side were the manuals. The funny thing is, once I was halfway through or almost done, I had to go back and review the manual, because either A, there is a missing part, or screws, missing bolts, missing washers, or B, in some cases, I received duplicate parts, some parts without pre-drilled holes, or C, received defective parts that were not visible at first glance. Sometimes from frustration can take a peek at you. When you're halfway done or almost complete and run into all of the above. I'm there, almost done, and the cabinet is upside down. Uneven. Can't close the doors because I have two left doors. My wife, she's like, don't quit your day job, sir. My goodness. I'm sure we've all been there. Maybe not at the assembling of furniture. In your case, it may be a computer, a smart device, a phone. This is where you fill in the blanks. The point is, we've tossed the manual to later on have to go back and learn what went wrong. Believe it or not, some folks treat the Word of God, the Holy Scriptures, the Bible, the same way. Now, I've seen some folks, some cases where folks receive the Bible as a gift, or at the completion of a ceremony, a holy ceremony, and it is the first time and the last time they touch it. Never bother to read it. It becomes an ornament for some, for others, a book that just goes on a shelf. I've seen it. Anyway, I'll share a quick testimony with you. I gave a gift to a dear person, and I'll leave out the name just to protect the privacy. I gave that person the gift was the Holy Scriptures. I was about to demonstrate when the person said, I don't read that junk, and tossed it. Just tossed it. I was really disappointed and had to take a deep breath, and I chose to speak about it at a later time when I could pray for discernment. I just wanted to pray over that because obviously it can get ugly, right? So just trying to do the right thing and respect the person regardless. Just respect their decisions. But that day, that person asked me to accompany them to the hardware store to pick up some items. We were at the hardware store. We get the materials and head to the cashier. But to our surprise and embarrassment, the person frantically started stating, I lost my wallet. I just had it at the car. So I calmly said, I did see you with the wallet in the car, so no worries. Let's go to the car. It may still be there, so let's take a look. So when we get to the car, it was like a movie. I mean, the purse almost dismantled the car looking for it. Oh, we went underneath the car to see if it had fallen underneath when exiting the car. It just wasn't there. At that point, the person started hysterically saying, I lost my wallet. I lost my wallet. They're going to clean out my bank account and jack up my credit cards. I never lost my wallet. What am I going to do? I said, hey, no worries. I'll get on the phone and begin the cancellation process and help you get new ones issued to you. But the person kept making that sound that I horribly mimicked. But and holding their chest, I was like, hey, hold on a second. Do I need to get you to the hospital? And the person said, no. And I said, okay, so you'll be okay. I'll put the call on speaker so that you can hear it for yourself. And, you know, gonna fast forward. The cards were canceled and the new ones issued. And during the process, a person found my name in the contacts and called me that he found the wallet. So we're gonna fast forward some more. Since we now have a place where we're gonna meet. So on our way to meet that person that found the wallet, I was moved by the Holy Spirit to explain why the wallet was lost. I said, and we had that relationship, so I can go there with this person. But I said, hey, you tossed the word of God. So he tossed your wallet. The person said, no, that was a coincidence. And I said, yes. The coincidence was activated when you tossed the word of God. And you yourself have given testimony that you have never lost your wallet until now. Anyway, let that sink in. Think about it and see what else you can come up with. And we left it at that. But today, I'm pleased to confirm that the person is reading the book of John and has the Bible right next to the side, always opened. Praise God, hallelujah. It's amazing, right? Hopefully, we don't have to experience something like that to get our attention. The Word of God can help us have a close relationship with Him as He reveals Himself to us by His Word. And even more about ourselves, just like an owner's manual, to a product we are assembling. Right? So the Word is going to tell us about ourselves. It's like an owner's manual for humanity. And the Word of God has many secrets and powerful insights that a lot of folks missed, and we will miss out if we don't read it or study it. I'll share this scripture with you. Psalms chapter 139, verse 13. For you formed my inmost being, you knit me together in my mother's womb. The Lord created and knows all about us. We read that in the book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 7. And the very hairs on your head are all numbered. Now that's deep. I don't even know how many hairs on my head I have. Now what I take out of that verse, and it just jumps out at me that in that verse, is that God knows more about me than I know about myself. Now he gave us a manual to get to know him and ourselves. But what do? But do we toss it? Is it on a shelf? Was it rejected? Or maybe, and it's possible, I mean, we live in that world, right? Maybe it's possible that you have never been given the opportunity to read one. I'll shortly share a few ways you can get one. The Holy Scriptures have documentations of prophecies that have been fulfilled. And I'm going to share with you a few that the Holy Spirit revealed to me as I read it. Now, God promises Abraham that Sarah, his wife, who is way past her childbearing age, will bear him a son. Let me read it to you. You can find that in Genesis chapter 17, verse 19. Then God said, "No, Sarah, your wife shall bear you a son, and you shall call his name Isaac. I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his descendants after him." And that passage was fulfilled. That promise was fulfilled in Genesis chapter 21, verse 2. And let me read that for you. It says, "For Sarah conceived and bore Abraham a son in his old age, at the set time of which God had spoken to him." Isn't that amazing? I mean, it's right there. But some folks can sometimes be blinded by that and maybe a little skeptical and say, "Well, that was too close. The author probably just wrote that part in." Okay, so let me give you one that has some time span. Let's see, I'll read the prophecy of Isaiah, who lived approximately 700 plus years before Jesus. And this is what Isaiah says in the book of Isaiah, chapter 7, verse 14. It says, "Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel." Now, in the book of Matthew, again, we're saying that approximately 700 plus years have gone before Isaiah's prophecy, which is found in the Old Testament, and we're going to read about it in the New Testament, 700 plus years. Not sure exactly how much time, but it's approximately 700 plus years. In the book of Matthew, chapter 1, verse 21, the angel Gabriel confirms the prophecy given to Isaiah, or given by Isaiah. And it goes like this. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. Now, that's the angel Gabriel giving this information to Joseph of what's going to shortly happen. And sure enough, it gets fulfilled in Matthew chapter 1, verse 22 through 25. And I'll read that to you. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife, but he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. Isn't that amazing? That is just, I mean, I'm just dumbfounded when I hear that. It's just reading it over and over again, it just jumps out at me, and it's amazing how accurate that prophecy was stated and how it was fulfilled. But I'll share a few more in just in a few seconds that will have you. In a few seconds, I'm going to share something that's going to have you doing a deep dive in your Bible reading.